7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat.
Recently.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Got lots to talk about, of course. We all understand that, right? William Penn said in 1668, men must be governed by God or they will be ruled by tyrants. And you've heard Bradley Dean, that would be moi or moi, say several times, if you don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000. Man's complaining about man's 10,000 commandments. Well, the way to right that wrong is to listen to God's Ten and throw off the 9,999 other commandments that you don't need to listen to. What do you think of that? Did I do the math right? I hope so. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friends. You have Bradley Dean with you. Jake Gagin is out in Michigan working the turf, friends. We call it humping ground. Faith with works. I'll show you my faith by my works, said Paul in the book of James, and so are we. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible, my friends. I love hearing from you. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that phone number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, got a lot, lots to talk about, a lot going on. Oh, P.S., post-it note. In about 15 minutes, we're going to have Judd Saul on the air with us. And he had actually called me up about a week ago, and he said, hey, Bradley, started talking for about, 3 minutes. I said, Judd, slow your roll. Slow your roll. Let's get this on the radio. Let the people hear what you have to say. So we'll have him on in about 15 minutes here. But in the meantime, we do have a lot going on. I wanted to share with you as to what is going on. As you know, we had a constitutional teacher whack our street team leader, Chase Schoenberg, out in Florida. And basically, Chase had his sign up that said, help our posterity. Help students in public schools because of all the federal cuts that are going into public schools and concerning, you know, education, not indoctrination. And for those that didn't know, the federal government has no business teaching kids in public schools anywhere. They're violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. They have not been delegated the power in which they are actually working through. I don't know where they contrive their power, friends. They contrive it through the apathy and the ignorance of the American people because, for some reason, the American people believe that the government can do whatever they want to do, and in fact, they don't. The Bill of Rights are a bunch of thou shalt nots to this government, not whatever we want to do, and we have congressional, executive, or legislative immunities, like we're demigods, like we're above the law. No, again, remember what I said, William Penn, 1668, men must be governed by God or they will be ruled by tyrants. And that's what we're beginning to see. But back to the story. So Chase is out on the street teams, and he's got a little sign that says constitutional, educational, biblical Christianity, and also showing the young people the price paid for their liberties. And this constitutional teacher, folks, anti-constitutional, let's call it for what it is, tell the truth and shame the devil, yeah? And so she comes up, and one of our street teams had the audacity to say hello and greet this constitutional teacher, and she just went off. First thing she says is, I'm a constitutional teacher, and there's lines between church and state, and Christianity has no business in public schools. Well, little does she know who we are and where it is that we came from. She believes everything that she's told, and of course she's got a job, so she's just going to continuously promulgate the indoctrination, because after all, she's getting paid, right? Well, she begins to go up to Chase, grab his camera that he was filming her with, and as she's assaulting him, she begins to say, you're assaulting me, you're assaulting me. Folks, this is the definition of totalitarianism, and I'm going to keep telling you this until you finally get it ingrained into your hearts and into your minds, that these people in this administration advocates the perpetuation of the crime while they're the ones committing the crime. They love to pull your hair, smack your face as they cry victim, and that's exactly what this teacher did. So to say that, to say this, she goes inside of the store, calls the police on herself, just give them enough rope, you know the old saying, friends, or let them fall into the pits that they themselves have dug, because they do it without fail. She calls the cops, comes back out. She gets agitated with Chase again, our street team leader. She takes her purse and begins to beat him with the purse as she's decrying who we are and what it is that we do. In other words, the American way, folks, the constitutional republic. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said President Andrew Jackson. She's decrying our foundations, friends, and she's crying victim as she's assaulting. So the cops get there. The cops get there and also both sides of the story, and they come up to Chase, the street team leader, and said, would you like to press charges against this woman? Well, folks, since then, we've been on The Blaze. That's Glenn Beck's outlet. It's got over 45,000 views. It's been out there for about 3 days now. 300 and some odd Facebook likes. In other words, hundreds of thousands of people have gotten the message and the story from what took place at that store in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And it's basically gone viral, friends. It's not only on The Blaze, it's also on Western Journalism. Charisma Magazine picked it up. One News Now. James Dobson picked it up. His ministry called Dove out of California will be doing interviews live on Monday. Just got off the telephone this morning with Steve Dace. He's great. He's a friend of the ministry. He just put us out there again nationally. And as a matter of fact, he said to me, Bradley, our favorite troublemakers on the radio with us today. That's how he introduced me. And I said, well, listen, you got to remember what William Booth rightly said. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Listen to what I just said. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And what took place in Florida, my friends, that is the book of Acts. I mean, look at the tumults, the uproars, the upheavals of people. And really what happens is God shows up and it hits the fan. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. Folks, that is Christianity. I mean, do you think that this woman at any point thought her attack, her assault on my ministry was going to get national news, not just from one outlet, but from, 50 to 100 outlets across the country? Jake's on the radio right now with a reporter from the Huffington Post telling them the story, regardless of how they bend that story or divert that story or fabricate that story or contrive that story or what kind of bias they put on that story. It doesn't matter. It all works for the church. Because again, Christ is lifted up. He draws all men. People love what's going on. But folks, this is how you change the future. Rusty Humphrey picked me up yesterday, did a national interview with him, reached 2 million people just through our friend Rusty Humphrey. And we were on the radio on the East Coast this morning. Jake was, and reached a couple hundred thousand, if not a couple million people over there as well. We're getting our message out, friends, and we love the fact that you're a listener, but be a part of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back with Judd Saul. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I just wanted to call and say how much I really appreciated listening to you guys the last couple of days. I catch you on Patriot Radio. So with my travels, I'm either 93.9 or 94.5. With work, I'm on the road a lot, so I get the opportunity, you know, especially at this time of day, to listen in and get fired up by you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever looked at the stains in your coffee cup and then realized that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Hey, everybody, it's Stephen Baldwin here. And if you're like me and you like to drink coffee and things like tea or even soda, it causes dark, ugly stains on your teeth. So that's why I use Power Swabs, the 5-minute solution to whiter teeth without having to visit the dentist. In 5 minutes, your teeth can be an average of 2 shades whiter and 6 shades in 7 days. That's 5 minutes a day, clinically proven. Power Swabs whitens teeth without that annoying sensitivity feeling, and it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Call now to try risk-free. Dial 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759. Power Swabs is your 5-minute solution to white, healthy teeth. Call right now and try it risk-free. 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Yesterday, Jake was in Petoskey, Michigan with Brian Summerfield and Trucker Randy, broadcasting live out of Petoskey. The Sons of Liberty bikers showed up, and we just wanted to high-five you guys and say thanks for taking the time to stand with us concerning the atrocities taking place against we, the people in this country. As a matter of fact, I just got an email here. Folks, there's literally right now, there's hundreds and hundreds of comments coming into the ministry right now, but I just pulled this one up. Jake gave me a copy of your comic book yesterday at his broadcast in Petoskey. I showed it to my mom later in the evening, and she has been reading it and has not given it back yet, but has commented that it is very good. Of course, you know what, without fail, friends, if you have not gotten the My War comic book, it's called My War. It's a comic book that we had did with Danny Bulinati, who was a artist with not only DC Comics, but also with Marvel Comics. And so it's second to none. It's my testimonial. I hear this constantly. I couldn't set it down. I couldn't set it down. I couldn't set it down. Of course not. And by the way, the power isn't within my hands for you to give a response in such a fashion. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. And Scripture says that you're to find your faith not in the wisdom of men's words, my words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. At one point, my cousin was reading the book, and he said, Bradley, when I read that book, he said, I started reading it. He said, I couldn't set it down until I was completely done with it. If you'd like to check out that comic book or the documentary, My War, which has been done in high schools across this country, 342 to be exact, in 22 different states, the indoctrination, what's being taught in public schools, a couple school kickouts, firsthand eventful stuff, really, friends, is what it comes down to. You can order that at 1-866-233-0747. That's a great way to support the cause and support our fight for our liberties, friends, not just ours, but ours together. We can do this when we stand together. Again, that phone number is 1-866-233-0747. And again, it's a great way to reach your family. It's got the Constitution. It's got the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. All the way through, it shows you line upon line, precept upon precept, as the stages that Jesus Christ took me through. It was me in a rock and roll band calling out to God for him to answer me. And I said, Lord, I don't want Christianity if it's what I see in America. I want to know the God of David. And he answered me by fire. And he took me and showed me what I was not, to show me who his son Jesus Christ was in me. And it was Martin Luther, the great reformer, that rightly said, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. And that's exactly right, because the Bible says that we're quickened by grace to them that were dead in their sins and trespasses. No longer do we live to the old man, but now we live to the new man, which is in Christ Jesus. And we aspire to attain perfection in him. And that's real grace. For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Again, we just posted my war comic book on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. On Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Check it out. And don't tell me, friends, I didn't tell you so, because I just did. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Friends, last week I got a phone call from Judd Saul out of Iowa. And he began to talk to me for, it was probably 3 minutes. And I said, Judd, just slow your roll. I want to get you on the radio, and I want you to share with our listeners as to the things that you're bringing up right now. So, without further ado, here's Judd Saul. And thank you for calling back, my friend. And I'm sorry for pushing you back for the last 3 days. We just had all this national upheaval going on. So we had to kind of push everything away from what was going on and set the precedence through what did take place down in Florida. So, again, I just thank you for being patient with me, Mr. Judd Saul, and welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate you bringing me on the show. We've been real busy, too. I'm calling you from the District of Corruption here in D.C. We were at the Tea Party Patriots IRS protest rally the other day, culminating three of the projects we're working on. Everything is happening at once.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of going to the conversation is why I called you, is that we have everything hitting at once in this country. We're being attacked from 1,000 different angles. And I look at our current leadership, no one's fighting. No one's actually going to war and going to battle to fight what is happening in this country.
In response to that, the first thing that comes to my aid, and it's not exactly what I want to come to my aid, but I don't think people really realize what they have, that gift of freedom, until it's gone. And what's happening, little by little, government is overtaking and encroaching upon the rights of the American people that God gave them. And if you're not willing to exercise the right that God gave you, my friends, you're going to lose those rights and you're going to lose your freedoms. And I think that's what we're beginning to see across this country more and more. And Judd, I started the radio show off today with William Penn, what he said in 1668, men must be governed by God or they will be ruled by tyrants. I think people are so caught up into the mundane, into their own lives, and now we're in the summertime again, so the attacks are intensifying because the enemy knows that people are so caught up into their own thing that they think that corruption's just going to go away, which has never happened in the history of mankind. And
the only way you fight corruption is to stand up against corruption. You can't turn your head and think it's going to go away, and you can't put it on someone else's shoulders. You can't rely on somebody else. It's all of us together that need to rise up, voice our beliefs, make our stance, do what we can do to get ourselves in positions of power from school board all the way up to Congress. And we need to help our fellow Christian brothers and sisters make it into office. Because sitting on the sidelines waiting for someone else, that group over there, they're handling that for me. I don't have to worry about that. That's not true.
You're exactly
all
right.
We have to be engaged and active.
Right. You know, one of the things that I was disheartened by, Judd, was the fact that the higher I went up on a national level, because we operate a national ministry now, but all the way up, step by step, I was anticipating and just hoping to meet leadership that was on fire for God. The Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And the higher I got, the more I began to understand why America is in the state in which it is today. Because the leadership, they're so occupied with everything, and I'm not over exaggerating this in any sense of the word. They are so inundated with everything that doesn't matter. And that's what I began to see. I don't want to call out some of the meetings we've been to, but almost every single national meeting we have been to without fail has been disheartening. It's been upsetting. And to be quite honest with you, that is the reason I get my fight on, because where I see people fail and where I see people are weak, I just look to my Father and I say, Lord, I need more grace to do what they're unwilling to do. Because I notice that in Scripture, you never use the majority. And let me remind you, my friend, that John Knox, the Scottish reformer, was the one that said, a man with God is always in the majority. And Judd, let me encourage you a little bit. Regardless of what they're not doing, God will empower you to do it and more if you're willing to take on what they leave off.
Well, no, and that's exactly right. And one of the messages I want to try to get out to everybody is that to people, it's like there are not many of us out there, all right? People like the Sons of Liberty, like, you know, your group, things that we're up to, there's not very many of us out there. And the people that have been sending their money in and trying to count on the greater leadership, it ain't going to happen, okay? You have to find the people that are actually in the fight, that speak the word of God, and that are in it to win it.
Oh, and I agree 100%. Again, what comes to me now here is the fact that David had a bunch of discontented men that were discontented with the government of Saul, and he had hundreds of thousands that turned unto him in the time of need. And it's interesting also that God chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the things which are wise. We don't need smarter guys out there. We need men with courage. And it was Braveheart William Wallace, who was a real Scottish hero back in the 1600s. He says, listen, we don't follow titles. We follow courage. And what we need in this country, friends, is courage, not titles. Because titles, look where they have brought us, to a dead-end road. And I am sick and tired of it, but we need to stick our heads above it. And my Bible tells me, Jesus said to his church, he said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Judd, I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds. Go ahead and fill it with words.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. I can't tell you how many people I run into and talk to. They're like, yeah, I'm right along with you. Go for it. But I can't speak up, because if I speak up to these people, I might lose my business. I might lose this. I might lose that. It's like, you're the problem why things are happening. You have to voice it. You got to get with everyone else, get with it, stand up and rise as a voice. Because if everybody's worried about their own little thing, the rest of the country falls.
Amen. I agree. Judd, thank you very much. Judd Saul, my friends. And again, I just wanted to bring the conversation live because it was great content. I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about that, friends. We're actually going to talk about, listen, I'm not asking for permission to obey, and those are the men God is looking for. Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right. He comes from a background where he saw up close and personal many of the things that are causing great pain to the people of America today. The Lord brought him out of that, and now Bradley is able to tell people, especially the youth he speaks to in schools, with firsthand knowledge why moral choices are the best choices. Bradley Dean truly is a prophet, foretelling the truth to a hurting, decaying nation.
Wow. I got the goosies. He must read his Bible. The apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, pastor. Put his finger on some things here, hasn't he? I appreciate that. Prophetic people never claim to be prophetic people. They just talk about the prophetic. Read Amos. I just had Judd Saul with us on the radio just talking about how leadership does nothing. Friends, it's not too far from the truth. I mean, you get around one leader and you can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the other leader. That tree. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, if the spirit shall ever be so far debased as to tolerate a law not obligatory on the legislature as well as on the people will be prepared to tolerate anything. Listen carefully. They will be prepared to tolerate anything but liberty. But liberty. And Plato rightly said, the penalty good men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil men. Apathy is the glove into which evil slips its hand. Listen again. Apathy is the glove into which evil slips its hand. One thing I was going to tell Judd Saul was the fact, and I tell you, my listeners, friends, you know why the Muslim world is attacking America right now? Because they realize that in America, their God is sports, said they. I did not. They're occupied with things that are not there to preserve our liberties. And might I remind you that our republic was not established by cowards. It was established by men of what? Courage. And it's not going to be preserved by cowards. Right before the break, I talked about how William Booth rightly said, I'm sorry, not William Booth. William Wallace, Braveheart as you know him, he was a real man in the 1600s, friends. He's a hero there. They have a 13-foot statue in Scotland. He said to Robert de Bruce, he said, listen, men don't follow titles, they follow courage. Folks, if you look in Scripture, the apostles were stinky fishermen. Again, as I said, Scripture tells us that God chose the foolish things of the world. God qualifies the unqualified. Yeah? He chose the weak things of the world to confound the things which are wise. Why? Because that no flesh should glory in his presence. That way, he just are looking for a people that get out of the way and let him have his glory, but they love him enough to give it back to his son who died for our sins. That's how it works. Men follow courage, not titles. Men follow courage. Men, listen to me. Men follow courage, not titles. And follow me as I follow Christ, because he is the most courageous king in the history of the world. He always has been and he always will be. And just think about this, friends. He hasn't changed. The American people have changed. God hasn't changed. We can go back 237 years and look at our forefathers. Did God change? No, we're still established upon, as Andrew Jackson rightly said, President Andrew Jackson. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States. I can go all the way back to George Washington, the 1st President of the United States, said that you cannot rightly govern the world without the Bible. Of course not. Of course not. He's the creator. He's the rule giver. Amen? Hallelujah. You know what would be happening right now, my friends, if I was in a black church, right? Right before the break, I started talking about how we ought to obey God rather than man. I'm not asking, friends, for permission from a government that is not ruled by law to obey God. I am not. I am not asking some magistrate that is treacherous in his oath towards we the people and upholding the Constitution of the United States to obey God. I'm not doing it. Folks, talking about the teacher from the very first segment, the Constitution teacher, as she physically assaulted my street team ministry leader. Talking about separation of church and state, which is nowhere in any founding document, but it is found in the USSR, Article 52. It's communism. Folks, we're not breaking the law. We're obeying God, the lawgiver, and the laws of our republic. The Constitution teacher was breaking the law. Folks, how does one see this as a defeat in the face of an assault on the American way when we simply need to stand and claim the right and exercise the rights that God gave us? There's the word exercise. For the life of me, friends, I do not and I will not understand why the American people, the Christians and patriots and the conservatives, one and the same, all based off the same foundation, Christ Jesus the Lord, the Bible, I do not and will not understand why the American people stand back and give victory to those who violate the laws of our constitutional republic on a daily basis, considering the price paid for the liberties that you now have. You are welcoming a tyrant into your world, and you are basically putting your hand in the face of the veterans that fought, bled, and died to give it to you. And let me remind you, friends, listen carefully. This administration, those that tolerate this administration, the crimes of this administration, keep in mind those veterans that are 6 feet under the ground all over the United States of America and in foreign countries, mind you, fought, bled, and died fighting against the ideologies that you today are tolerating. Folks, I spend more time encouraging my readers and my listeners than not. When speaking of governmental corruption, I repeatedly hear such things as, there's no sense, there's nothing that we can do about it. Well, who's supposed to do something about it? Do the math. 312 million people can't do something about a couple corrupt people? No, really what it comes down to, let's call it for what it is, friends. You don't love your country enough to stand up and fight for it. Come on! That's really what it comes down to. You're not thankful. You know who loves their country the most? Those that stand up and fight for who we are the most. But folks, I hear continuously, there's no sense, it's all over with. There's nothing that we can do about it. And yet foreign countries all across the globe are waiting for the American people to stand up against this criminal in office, friends. And they are. In essence, the American people that say there's no sense and there's nothing that we can do about it carry on the mentality that the government has the right to do what they're doing. Do you understand that? You are siding with them that are corrupting your nation through apathy, through your silence. You are carrying the mentality that the government has a right to break the law. No, they don't. They work for us. We don't work for them. And by the way, the professed church is no better. We hear the professed church, oh, it's the end times, it's the end times, it's the end times. As if to say God is raising up an army only to rapture them out of responsibility when the battle comes. I don't see it in Scripture. I can't find it. No, these are a bunch of 70s burnt hippies that are still fried in their minds, hoping to get out of their obligations, but they love to hold to the freedoms. And to the privileges that God gave them. The professed church is right there saying it's the end times. Or do you see what the devil is doing? Hey. I asked the capitulators, did Jesus Christ suffer Calvary's cross to give power unto victory for the church? Why, yes, he did. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Hey, let me say it this way, friends. It's a good thing that our forefathers, veterans, apostles, and prophets did not give up their sovereignty through fear of the enemy, an enemy that is less, by the way, less than 1.7% of the population that the state-run media that you say you don't believe in blows up to be a lot bigger than who they really are, but they want you to believe that they're a lot bigger than what they really are. And by the way, that's a Saul Alinsky tactic. And by the way, Saul Alinsky disciple is in the White House. Make the enemy look bigger than who he really is. You know, the Bible says that at that day, that final day when we go before our Heavenly Father and give an account for every idle word and every idle thought and for all of our works on this earth, friends, that we're going to look at the enemy of our souls and the enemy of the nations, and we're going to look at him and we're going to say, it's him? It's him that deceived the nations? The liar? Oh, that's right. Jesus warned us in John 10. That the thief comes not but to kill, steal, and destroy. He's a liar. But yet 312 million people are siding with the liar. And yet they say they're Christians. Instead of magnifying the crime, why don't the 312 million people in this country say thank you with their actions, 1 John 3:18, to Jesus Christ first and foremost, and to the veterans and the natural secondly? Because America has the freedom and a duty and an obligation to right the wrongs. But the great marvel in America today, friends, is the lack of Christianity and the lack of patriotism. Patriot means, defined Webster's 1828, to uphold dying laws. Our laws of the Republic, are they under attack? Then let's magnify them against the crimes, against those that are attacking them. I mean, we took care of a Hitler back in the 30s. What? When they swore to uphold the Constitution, patriots, they swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That means in your backyard. See, again, friends, the great marvel in America today is the lack of Christianity and patriotism, which clings itself to the American privileges and neglects freedom's obligations. But I hope that's not my listeners. I'll be right back. I'm going to continue down this lane. 1-877-807-9977. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Have you ever looked at the stains in your coffee cup and then realized that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Hey everybody, it's Stephen Baldwin here, and if you're like me and you like to drink coffee and things like tea or even soda, it causes dark, ugly stains on your teeth. So that's why I use Power Swabs, the 5-minute solution to whiter teeth without having to visit the dentist. In 5 minutes, your teeth can be an average of 2 shades whiter and 6 shades in 7 days. That's 5 minutes a day, clinically proven. Power Swabs whitens teeth without that annoying sensitivity feeling, and it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Call now to try risk-free. Dial 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759. Power Swabs is your 5-minute solution to white, healthy teeth. Call right now and try it risk-free. 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a 3-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Noah Webster rightly said, if our government fails to secure public property, prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands, God's, and elect bad men to make and administer the laws. Folks, they're not laws. They're called policy. And in this country, policy follows law, not law policy. That should ruin every attorney's world. Actually, it will ruin every attorney's world once the American people figure that out. You know, it was Jesus that actually damned the lawyers. He said, woe unto you. That was equivalent to God damning them, by the way, to the lawyers. Why? Because they withheld the keys of knowledge. Common sense. You know, it's God the Father who taught us to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. And here you have attorneys actually gutting the pith and marrow of law in this country for a dime. And that's what's being taught to the next generation, by the way. Right before the break, I was talking about the great marvel in America today is the lack of Christianity. 78% of America, friends, profess Christianity. I have found less than 3%, by the way. I can count on 3 fingers church leaders in this country that I respect. Ray Comfort being one of them. I can email this man right now who's got one of the biggest ministries in the world, and within 3 minutes I will get an email back. That's why he has got one of the biggest ministries in the world. It's something called integrity, and he's a doer of the word and not a hearer only. I'm high-fiving my brother in California, who's a modern-day John Wesley. Again, I said the great marvel in America today is the lack of Christianity and patriotism, which clings itself to American privileges and neglects freedom's obligations. It's called fighting, the good fight of faith, F-I-G-H-T. At one particular high school, Lyceum, or assembly in Missouri I did. I was advocating life by showing a picture of a little boy whose father and mother stood up for life by having surgery on their baby in the womb, and rather than killing him through abortion, they advocated life. The principal during this assembly, there were 600 students in this assembly, the principal interrupted my presentation and students and gave the 600 students the opportunity to leave. One student and one teacher stood up and walked out. He walks off. 2 minutes later, he comes out. Again, friends, I'm advocating life. A couple minutes later, he comes out because he was angry that nobody left or followed his lead. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. But I'm simply, boy, the writing's on the wall on this one, friends. Advocating life, right? We're not advocating abortion, but this principle was advocating abortion and not life. A couple minutes later, the teacher comes out, the principal comes out and says, hey, there's an emergency. He lied to the students. He said, there's an emergency at the school. He said, assembly over. 598 students and teachers stood up, the teacher faculty stood up and gave me a standing ovation. As they funneled down, shaking my hands, asking me, friends, what they should do. I told them to read their founding documents. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Totally backfired on them. Friends, you're winning the day. It's completely backfiring. But you got to stand up and fight. I mean, after all, these are your kids and your grandkids and your nieces and your cousins and the such. I did another assembly in Arkansas. This is all, by the way, on My War. A documentary, 7 hours, 5 segments. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. When I was in Arkansas, I was actually teaching the Constitution to the students, and I seen this little waddly guy come down. Kind of an incline going to the stage. And he said, Bradley, can I have a talk with you for a couple minutes? I said, sure. Right in front of the students. There's about 700 there. He looked at the student and said, we'll be right back. He goes outside. The Christian principal had a problem with the fact that we were actually singing Christian lyrics, actually practicing what we were preaching, right? Because there's no compromise. God said, be ye holy as I'm holy. That's a commandment, not a suggestion, friends. And it's a work of the Holy Ghost, but we obey that form of doctrine that's been delivered unto us, Romans 6. All of a sudden, 700 feet start hitting the floor in unison. Let him speak. Let him speak. Let him speak. Men follow courage, friends, not titles. I don't think there was one student in that public school that did not come outside to help us and apologize for their principal. One student we have her on film on the My War documentary saying, you know, they're sitting there advocating and teaching us the Constitution of the United States and tell us that we have free speech until we begin to hear things that contradicts their lawless message. Of course. But folks, what happens when you stand up? You win the day. What happens when you stand up? You win the day. What happens when you stand up? You win the day. Oh, how is it that the left, as you call it, friends, knows how to lie better than you as the right know how to tell the truth? And let me tell you, those on the right, to the right I say this, there wouldn't be a left if you were doing the right thing all the time. Because when you're talking about the left, you're talking about those that are violating the laws of our Constitution, are you not? Because they don't have freedom to break the law. Folks, I started out with this and I end with this. I am not going to ask for permission to magnify the American cause. Too many men fought, bled, and died to give it to me. I am not going to ask for permission to magnify the American cause against crime. Thomas Jefferson was right. He said, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Folks, I don't see the fear on the American people yet, but I do see them standing up, putting the government back into the position as to where they belong, as to what their rightful position is, not what they want you to believe it is. I'm not going to ask for permission to magnify the American cause, especially for them or those who are traitors to the Bible and the Constitution and to the American cause. Noah Webster, who wrote Webster's Dictionary, was known for teaching millions to read. I bet you haven't seen this on the front of your new Webster's Dictionary. He was known for teaching millions to read and not one to sin, to violate God's moral commandment. Exodus 20, go to 1 John 3:4, it's in the New Testament as well. He said, the moral principles and precepts, precepts are those things that have been entrusted unto you by God, friends, contained in the scriptures ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws, and they do, friends. He goes on, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. I say it's time, America, to stand up, not to sit down. Because not only is God on your side, but also the laws of your republic are on your side. And you need to know those that are breaking the laws of those of this republic, that no longer are they going to violate the laws in which men fought, bled, and died to give us. And the last thing we want to do, and I don't want to say we, I'm sorry. The last thing the disobedient in the older generation want to do is exemplify that what one generation tolerates, the next generation will embrace. And you don't want them embracing apathy. What you want them to do is to stand up and follow your lead. And it does no good at times, friends, I know, to curse the darkness. I do understand that. It's time that we light a candle and we lead the way. And the only candle that we have in front of us, the commandment is a lamp, the law is light, and the reproofs of instructions are the way of life, is the word of God. And it is forever settled in heaven, my friends. It's not moving. It's continuous. My Bible tells me, my Father tells me, the Holy Spirit brings forth witness that the seed of the righteous is forever. My Father told me, who is alive forevermore, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, that he is faithful unto 1,000 generations. I serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. My Father created Moses and Aaron and Caleb and Joshua. My Father created David and Jonathan. My Father created Gideon and Samson. My Father created those 12 disciples who had the audacity to put their hope into God-man incarnate, and his name is Jesus Christ, upon repentance. And when they repented before a just and a holy God, the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. It can do no more, friends, only to be justified by the faith of Christ. Read God's moral law, Exodus 20. He has done away with ceremonial law that's been done away with in Christ. Read his moral law, which he did not abrogate, Matthew 5, and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Stand up. Trust in the Lord with your whole heart. Lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him. Play the man and call me and tell me what he just did in your life, because he does it for me every day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.